Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Pokeballs of Steelix.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cap.
Fuck.
Hi, I'm Hex.
I'm Tony the Draw Friend.
I'm Jonna.
I'm Brandon.
And we're back.
We're back.
It's been a little while. I've missed you
we're
guys.
We're back in the sack
we're
of
back
Pokeballs.
In
what?
The-
oh.
And we have Wing Zone again. It's so delicious. I'm finally eating some.
Yeah, we're eating some Blaziken wings tonight from Wing Zone. We got garlic parm wings and nuclear habanero wings because it's the spiciest one they got.
Pokeballs of Steelix, not brought to you by Wing Zone.
But in a way,
it was
brought to you by Wing Zone. But not officially.
In a way, the pain in my mouth brought to you by Wing Zone.
So welcome back. Pokeballs of Steelix, if you're just tuning in, is our Pokemon tabletop role-playing show. We play this system that the fans created online, a modified version of it. Hex is our game master.
Hi.
And we're the players. We're kind of in the middle of some shit right now, so you should probably, definitely.
If this is your first time listening, you should go back and catch up.
You'll listen to this and you'll think, oh, this is really enjoyable. I'm enjoying this. So then you'll want to go back and catch up. I don't enjoy it.
We're gonna stand alone.
We're gonna tell you what happened. It's gonna be like if you're tuning in and you're like you've never watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer before, and you hear Giles say previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then it tells you everything you need to know. So we're gonna do that. So
it's gonna be like when you're playing Fire Red or Leaf Green for Game Boy Advance, and it gives you that little recap of what you did before. It's like that.
Boom.
If you go to nerdyshow.com/Pokemon, you'll go to the Pokeballs of Steelix page, and you'll find everything you need to know, such as the all the episodes, and also our character sheets and Pokemon sheets.
Woo! God damn, this is good stuff.
I'm just pounding all this nuclear habanero right now. It's just really wrecking my mouth. I love
the garlic parm is so good. Oh my god.
I play Tark, a wild child raised by Totodiles.
Who's the other person you play? The pseudo person?
Well, Tark's followed around by Percy Polkowitz, who's researching Tark as a subject. You know, Tark was discovered and brought into a juvenile training program, trying to reincorporate him into normal human society. But he and his Totodile are inseparable.
Brandon, who are you playing?
I am Jamesy Riquette, the son of Jesse and James, raised by Meowth. I'm 37 years old. I have many mental problems. I have a Zubat called the Commodore, which lives within my trench coat, whereas I wear nothing underneath it. That's pretty much me. I like to smoke cigars and light things on fire.
And Jamesy's age actually dictates where this takes place in continuity.
Yep, I did that.
37 years after the start of the animated series.
or the end of or it. It doesn't matter because they don't age in the show.
Yeah.
Ever.
And you, Miss Jonna, who are you?
I play Jumanji McGee. She is a very overweight 16-year-old from Fiore, which is where the Pokemon Ranger games are located. And she's renouncing her Ranger upbringing to become a normal Pokemon trainer. So she journeyed over to the Kanto region with everyone else.
I don't know how renounced that is, considering what you did to Tark last episode.
Well, she hasn't let go of everything she learned. She's just trying to learn some new things.
I am playing Martin Lantiao, a young child who was raised in Pallet Town. Big fan of Gary Oak to the point where my Charmander, Godzilla, is actually this down the line of the Charizard that he was rocking in them early days. I got that along with a cease and desist and a restraining order that kept me going, and I am on my quest to become the greatest trainer there ever was.
His favorite moment in his life was when Gary Oak, as an old professor, asked him what gender he was.
It was so
he was speaking about
what's between my legs?
We still haven't decided.
I am currently one-eyed. I am Cyclopean because of Tark.
Oh, yeah, you're like Saul.
I am
like
Solid Snake right now.
No, you're more like Saul Tai. Oh.
Yeah.
Or So Tight, as we call him, right?
Word.
Right? Right? That's for you, Matt Spill.
All right, guys, so let's get back into the Kanto region. Let's get back to Pokeballs of Steelix. Hey, Pokemon narrator, what the fuck happened before this?
Previously on Pokeballs of Steelix. Our party entered the Viridian Forest looking for their friend, Darren Kobe, only to find that he had been abducted by men in nice suits. The party, after practically molesting a small child and ridiculing him for his choice in bug Pokemon...
Weak.
Excuse me, Jumanji, are you narrating this episode? That's what I thought. Anyhow, they met the men in suits and engaged in a fierce Pokemon battle. Martin, forgetting that it was a Pokemon battle, used Godzilla as a flamethrower and set one of the poor men on fire. After nearly killing a Rattata, one of the men in suits drew a gun on the young lad. After the men in suits ran away, our party then continued onward, hoping to get to the elusive Pewter City. Will they find love? Will they find Darren? Where the fuck is that egg? Find out this time on Pokeballs of Steelix.
We're on the road to Pewter City, yeah! We're not actually on the road to Pewter City now, are we?
Well, you're at Pewter City.
We're finally at Pewter City.
God damn it, he's still singing.
I need to sleep because I got no HP.
Because so the four of you arrive, and it's starting to get dark. And it was a long day trekking through Viridian City. And the two gentlemen that you had chased in here are nowhere to be found. In Pewter City itself, there is, of course, a Poke Center. Mm-hmm. There's a Poke Mart. There's the infamous Pewter City Museum, Pewter City Gym. But recent additions are the Pewter City Pub, as well as the Pewter City Mines.
I make way directly for the Poke Center.
Why would you want to go to the Poke Center?
Because Nurse Joy's hot.
Can I rest at the Poke Center? Because I'm very tired. My Pokemon are fine. I need to sleep. I need to rest somewhere. Check me in!
Jamesy, they serve Pokemon.
They will also serve me, or I will burn them to the ground and eat their bones for sustenance.
That didn't work on the trees, did it? Why is it going to work on a living person?
The young Tark shambles alongside Martin, licking his palms, trying to get his attention, pointing to his bruised wounds on himself and his Totodile.
What the heck?
Tarkulamuda, it is Abulananda.
You licked my palms. Jumanji, Tark's hurt. We gotta get some medical attention.
Yeah, we all need to go there. Chubbs needs some healing. So
I reach my hand down to Tark to see if he'll take it instead of lick it.
The young boy chomps down delicately with his teeth in sort of a discovering the density of Martin's flesh.
Ow!
It's a friendly gesture, one that shows a good sign of trust, for in among Totodiles, the mouth is a sensitive region, and they love to touch each other on the tongue.
I look down at my hand, sigh, and start walking. No, Tark, you...
Tark!
Tark, that was a fat beat. You and me, we're going to work on that later. We're going to write something down.
The young boy ignores Martin and starts playing with his Totodile.
I jingle my keys and start walking towards the Poke Center.
Can we all just check into the Poke Center?
As you enter the Poke Center, there's a man in a suit already being treated by Nurse Joy. He's covered in dirt and holding a helmet in his hand. It's easy to guess that he's one of the miners in town. Only one other person in the center, and it is a man in a suit who is casually reading a magazine sitting in the waiting area. After a minute, the miner receives his Pokeballs back, and both he and the man in the suit shortly leave. Nurse Joy gives a tired smile and says, "How can I help you today?"
Pokemon Center is slow. you just heal my Charmander, please? I only have one, so make it snappy.
Of course. Anyone else need any Pokemon healed?
Yes, the Commodore. So then I open my trench coat and he flies out into the counter.
Can you please ball him?
Also, do you sell cigars?
No, you have to go to the Pokemart.
Useless. Useless woman.
She takes Chubbs and heals him. Would anyone else like a Pokemon heal?
The young Tauk and Totodile climb up on top of the counter.
Oh, you're a spry one, aren't you?
Hello, hello, my lala.
Oh, he needs to be healed. He's practically a Pokemon.
The young boy finds a jar of pencils and turns it upside down.
I roll to steal all the pencils. I roll to steal all the pencils right now.
No, you're not rolling. Roll.
Give me, okay, give me the thingy. 20-sided. Actually, yeah, 20. 20? No, what do I need to roll?
It's a 20-sided.
Wait, what? Which was my stat for stealing? Dex or intelligence?
Yeah, dex.
Okay, 14 plus 2. Here we go. Here we go, steal.
A, just a plus 2, yeah.
Let's steal all the pencils. Okay, let's steal all the pencils.
Let's see how you do.
17.
Really?
I stole all the pencils.
Well, damn.
I stole all the fucking pencils like I said I would.
Yeah, you did.
They don't even know what I'm talking about.
Like, Nurse Joy was so distracted with the Tark's craziness that she didn't even notice all the pencils clattered down to the ground because they didn't even hit the ground.
Oh, let me get those real
he
quick.
Was caught. He, like, Jamesy was so adept at catching the pencils that before even a single one hit the ground, he caught every single one. And quite, like, just like an anime ninja.
How many pencils did I get?
You got 15 pencils.
Woo! I'm writing that down.
Right, Martin's jaw hits jackpot. The floor.
What the hell? That's the most coordinated I've seen him be ever.
I really wanted pencils.
So, you were saying, does this little one need somewhere to sleep for the night?
Some sleep and some medical attention, if at all possible, because he's kind of biting me right now.
What? The young boy apparently likes the scent of Nurse Joy and begins to climb upon her.
Oh, hi. Yes.
Hello, hello, Bula.
I reach out and grab Tark.
If you have a muzzle, I would put it on him because he bites.
Do you struggle when Martin grabs you?
Of course.
A young boy struggles greatly. Okay, I assume that he believes that the pink hair means that she tastes like bubblegum.
Can you give me a dex check? So what'd you roll?
A 17.
Okay. And that's
minus one.
Yeah, minus one. So it's 16.
So it's 16.
What did you roll? A one.
The young boy rolled a one.
So basically, Tark, frantically seeing that Martin is grabbing at him, just plays dead and collapses onto the ground by Nurse Joy. Nurse Joy freaks out, thinking that he's actually passed out, and calls an assistant to take him upstairs for medical assistance.
You know what? That's not how I thought things were going to go, but it's what needed to happen. So, yeah, that's okay. And I've got a Charmander that needs healing and your phone number.
Why does the Charmander need my phone number?
Well, you see, Godzilla gets lonely. And, I mean, look at him. I just take him out of the Pokeball.
Oh, failed attempt at seduction. Didn't even need to roll to fail that one. Oh, critical fail.
I mean, look at how adorable the Charmander is. You know, he's kind of... He's a good-looking guy. And...
Oh my god, I can't watch.
Why do I hang out with these people?
Nurse Joy returns your Pokemon.
Thanks.
Asks you, can you please put your Charizard back into the ball?
You know, fine, but he's a Charmander. Then I bring him back.
Oh. Okay. She heals him. Does anyone else have any Pokemon that needs healing? And she looks at the Totodile.
The Totodile is kind of pawing a circle on his friend's stomach and curling up into a little ball.
I'm guessing that the assistant would have grabbed the Totodile when she grabbed Tark.
Ah.
The Commodore is just kind of flying around in circles in the ceiling right now. Just screeching.
I won't be able to heal him unless he's bald.
Okay. Two things. One, he doesn't really listen to me that much, so I can't really put him in a ball. Two, he doesn't like balls. But... I have this hamster ball. I'm sorry, I have this Rattata ball. He will
the
go in
a
it.
Hamster.
He will go in it, and that's how I usually get him to do stuff.
I would need him in an actual Pokeball if you'd like him healed here.
I have a squished Weedle. Can you do anything with that? He can't be brought back, but perhaps you can lure the Zubat down with him. I don't know. You tell him. You yell at him and get him down. Here's a Pokeball. I put my Pokeball on the counter. Get him in there. Here's a squished Weedle. Do it. I pay you. My taxes pay your salary. You're the nurse. You take care of my Pokemon. More like nurse, do your job already. I'm not getting any younger. I think. I don't have that disease. I'm 37. I hang around with a bunch of kids. You really want to argue with me? Yes or no?
Nurse Joy is just frozen in terror.
They have like potions they can just give me to heal my
this Azuba. Mess of a man before her. And she just returns to the Pokeball and goes, here's your Charmander. You can now all go quietly, please.
It's my.
Do you need me to call a Jenny, an Officer Jenny or something like that? Because I really, we don't need him around. It's okay.
Just, what I meant to say.
Just go upstairs. We can stay the night if you'd like. Then, while they're taking care of your friend.
That's more than he deserves, so thank you.
Life's treated me pretty rough. I deserve a lot more than this.
Please take your Weedle and Pokeball and go upstairs.
I take them. We're just going to go to sleep the old-fashioned way, I guess. So, you know, we're going to just take the sleeping round.
Before I go upstairs, I go around town and I ask folks if they've seen anybody fitting Darren's description.
Give me a charisma check.
Or a charisma check. Get it!
19.
What?
19.
Oh. Everyone just kind of goes, I'm sorry, I haven't seen your friend. I hope everything's okay, and continues on their way.
There goes his boner.
When you say go around town, do you mean just like wander the streets, or do you go to
No, I'm going like in, I'm knocking on doors, I'm going into the Pokemart, into the bar.
Right now you're going outside. What are you three doing? Are you just going to go straight
to Pokemart board? Snacks.
Oh, jeez. We don't have any money.
The young boy has not yet opened his eyes. However, he's using his keen sense of smell to discover whether or not he's been moved to a place that he would like to be.
They've placed you on a bed that is very comfortable.
Is the Totodile on Tark's chest?
I would imagine that the moment they put you down, Totodile would immediately climb up and they wouldn't stop it.
Sensing no danger, the young boy goes to sleep.
Okay.
I feel that
the orderly
one thing. Down.
I feel that eventually. I think it's only fair that when Jumanji does eventually go up the stairs, she should roll to see how well she gets up the stairs.
Just go
when she decides.
You are not one to lecture on that.
I guess I go upstairs.
So are you just going upstairs?
I'm going upstairs, but how flammable are the beds?
Okay. Now I know what all three of you are doing. We're going around. Round robin. Okay. So where do you go first? Do you go to Random House, Pokemart, Museum, the Mines, or Bar?
Pokemart, because I'm also going to buy a health potion.
Pokemart!
With what money?
Do we have money?
We have zero. We are broke.
Why haven't we been getting money from anything?
You haven't really fought actual battles.
Yeah, we've been fucking up hardcore. We are broke. What are you going to be stealing shit? I can sell things.
An old woman stands behind the counter. She looks up from doing inventory and smiles at you. Ooh, a customer. How can I help you today?
Hi there, ma'am. My name is Martin. I'm looking for a friend of mine. His name is Darren. I then describe Darren. Have you seen anybody matching his description coming around? Maybe in the company of some child predators?
No, I can't say that I have.
Can you even see anything?
Yes, I run a very tight store. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'll say she does.
Oh, Henry, oh, you stop it, you cad.
What are you asking my wife about, kid? We run a tight store here. I don't mean it took us.
I can see that. I can see that. Well, since you haven't seen my friend, I'd like to buy a potion and a snickerdoodle bar.
No? Oh, all right. Oh, Henry, can you grab the snickerdoodle?
Let me check my Pokeballs. I don't think I have a snickerdoodle captured.
It's a candy bar, not a Pokemon.
Oh!
Are you sure it's not from one of them newfangled imports from Unova?
Who shops in Unova? We run Kanto around here. I mean, come on. I don't need anything from Unova.
Are you a retailer, son? Because I've been in this business for a lot longer than you've had pubic hair.
My dad's been in the business for 30 years.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Is that a slight at my gender? Because I actually respect that.
All right.
Gary didn't know what gender I was either. I'm going for that androgynous look. It's pretty cool, right? Right? Gary didn't know what gender I was?
Oh, hello!
how are you, little girl?
Get out of my store.
You're going to buy your damn potions anyway.
Get out of here.
How can I help you?
I don't serve smart Alex.
All right, what kind of food are you selling here?
Oh, we got candy bars and cookies and chips and candy bars.
I will have cookies, a candy bar, and a lemonade.
You got it.
Lemonade is a Pokemon item, so should I put all that?
Yeah, write all that down.
Okay. You should also get a can of Mr. Mime.
Anything you don't eat immediately, write it down.
Mr. Mime chunks in a can.
In water.
In water. Or in olive oil. Mr. Mime in olive oil. Slowbro in olive oil.
Slowbro.
Well, they do steal their tails and silver. So doing something with them. That's not too far off.
It's called eating them. Those kooky japs. Eating them dolphin tails.
Okay, we're moving back to... Oh, great. You. So you're now going upstairs to the infirmary section of the Poke Center to go find a room to see if it's flammable.
You know what? I was thinking about this, but then I thought, well, all of my health for everything is pretty low. I might just sleep. Okay. I might sleep it off.
That's a good plan.
And dream of better days.
There you go.
Dream of a better life.
I like that plan.
What better life?
I have no future.
That's two down. Okay. So you've left the mart in a huff. Now where do you go?
I join the others to rest and eat my cookies in bed.
And you?
To the museum.
Okay. As you walk up to the museum, the museum is one of the biggest draws to Peter City, renowned for being the biggest research facility in Northern Kanto. It has helped grow the city. Today, however, the museum seems to be closed for renovations. A large sign blocks the door, and inside you can see construction work or renovation workers wrapping up for the night.
I see if I can flag one of them down.
They see you, and they go back to working.
Yeah, well, fuck you too.
Did that get their attention?
Give me a charisma check.
What'd you get?
God damn it, I got a one.
Out from the side of the building, this very large man walks over like, what are you saying to my workers?
Well, there goes his other
my
eye.
Friend's been fucking kidnapped. And they just go about their goddamn
that
business.
That doesn't mean you can swear at my fucking workers.
Why are you swearing at me? I'm a minor.
Hey, you ain't no minor. I don't see no pick. I don't see no hammer. You're just a kid. You ain't no minor.
You know what? You're right. I'm not.
Get
Let me go.
Out of here before I kick your little ass.
You know what? I'm going to leave this to the dice.
You're going to see whether or not you're going to try to light him
Damn,
on fire.
I
hate that he gets to light more things on fire than I do. And it works half the time. You're going to jail, by the way.
He is a troubled child.
Some of that eye patch. That eye patch is cursed.
Martin is a delinquent.
The moment he got the eye patch, he's Bizarro Martin.
Darren was a short influence, but he was powerful. He was powerful. So, above 10... We'll say, I got an 8. I do not light him on fire. I bite my tongue, and I leave.
Wise move, because he's packing him a choke.
That would have been fun. That wouldn't have ended well.
No.
But it would have been fun.
I would have had to roll up a level 10 Machoke.
Did I miss something? Why is he not going to offer us to Jenny? Yeah, that's okay. Just if we're on the same page here.
Jenny's my next stop.
I think you should cry and go to sleep.
Okay, you walk up to the police station, and you see that it's closed.
Does my Pokedex double as a phone? I mean, how advanced are we looking here?
They have cell phones in the second.
Yeah,
which
so...
Which means that I have a phone.
Okay, you have a phone.
I call 911.
It's a different number.
You don't call 867-5309 to talk to Jenny?
I call 867-5309 as a direct line to Officer Jenny.
Yeah, you call. You know what 867-5309 calls?
What does 867-5309?
Hello, this is me at the Pewter City Pokemon. How can I help you today?
Hang up. And then I try and call the police.
Okay. Do you? And so you dial 911.
Whatever the police's number is in Kanto.
0018 999 No.
6-7
So you call 911 and you see you hear the phone ringing inside, and nothing's happened, and no one's responding to it.
Fuck everything. I go back to the Poke Center. I bring Godzilla with me, and I go
to sleep.
And that's four.
And scene.
Well, that was a fun game, everyone.
Finally got some sleep.
Okay. Let's see. How was Tark doing on life? Tark was probably beat to shit.
Tark, the young boy Tark, his HP was at 31, his dexterity was -1, and he had a slight limp for a day.
That limp is gone. You're at full health, because you actually got medical treatment.
And the dexterity?
Everything's back to full.
Good show.
My charisma's -6.
What were you at?
16 out of 50.
You did not get medical treatment.
Okay.
But you go up 20 hit points.
I said I'm at 36.
And the Totodile is healed?
Yeah. And what was your what's your constitution?
I say my con is 14.
Oh, well then, you're the first one awake. Last one to bed, first one awake.
Just the kind of energy I roll with, you know?
So yeah, there's a light breakfast at the end of the hall, because there's the way the second floor is built set up. There's the ICU where you can see Tark is at. ICU, I use the term slightly because it's just it's a medical room, and then just a bunch of rooms for people to sleep in, and at the end is an open kind of like common lounge, and there's some fruit and some bagels and some orange juice and some coffee.
It smacks me upside the head that, you know, Darren's now been missing for over a day, so I race down, grab a bagel, run out and go directly to the police department.
Okay. It's still closed. That is, at this point, it's like, that should be open. That shouldn't have even been closed last night. This is uncommon.
I run back to the Poke Center, and I try and flag down Nurse Joy.
As you're doing that, Jumanji's waking up.
I roll out of bed and wipe all the crumbs and cookie wrappers off myself, and I march on down to the little breakfast buffet and have at it.
Okay.
The picture just rolling out of bed, literally, like a sphere just going.
Okay, so you run over to Nurse Joy.
Mm-hmm. Nurse Joy, first off, sorry again about Jamesy yesterday. Why is the police center closed?
Oh, Jenny was called to assist. Something going on at Mount Moon. She'll be gone for a few days.
Okay. What's going on at Mount Moon?
Oh, it's just there's a strange thing going on over there. I don't really understand. They didn't really tell me much. But Jenny told me that they needed... It's not that bad. There's some kind of thing going on?
You see, when I said I was looking for somebody yesterday, my friend has been kidnapped.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's not just horrible. It's fucking horrible. So I need to find him, and I need a police. I'm 15 years old. There's only so much I can do. I need some kind of adult supervision, and not the kind of the guy upstairs. He's not really an adult.
Someone talking about me. Sleep.
Who should I go to?
She kind of just like, well, what you can do is you can go back to Viridian City and check with Jenny there. That might be best.
I call to the police station.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Station in Viridian City.
Jenny picks up.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, this is Jenny at the Viridian City Police Department.
My friend Darren's been kidnapped.
Oh my, okay.
I'm in Pewter City right now. The Jenny here isn't here. She's at Mountain Moon. I need help.
Hold on, Officer Jenny at Viridian City is at Mountain Moon?
Pewter City.
At Pewter City is at Mountain Moon?
Yes. The Nurse Joy here said that there was something going on. What the fuck?
I'm going to dispatch an officer to meet you there. Where are you right now?
I am at the Poke Center in Pewter City.
Okay, I will dispatch an officer to meet you there right away.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. Were you by Nurse Joy when you were making that call?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? What happened?
I called the police. That's what you do when someone gets kidnapped.
No. Where? Which police did you call?
Viridian City, where you told me that someone was there.
I need to go. I'm sorry. Poke Center is now closed.
Godzilla, stop her.
I'm...
Joy?
Excuse me?
Why are you leaving?
Give me an intimidation check.
She's going to have like a massive Pokemon.
That's a 16.
I need you to leave now.
I'm not leaving till you tell me why. I just called the cops. A child has been kidnapped. You're leaving?
A Chansey appears right behind you. I need you to leave right now.
Can I roll intimidation again?
Nope.
What level's the Chansey?
What level do you think the Chansey is?
99 using the rare candy trick. Oh, damn it, it is. You know, now you fucked up.
Something wrong is going on here.
I've asked you to leave nicely.
And I leave.
You wake up.
Oh my god, look at the size of my morning wood. I don't wear underwear, so it's just peeking through the trench coat. Commodore! Don't land on it. It's not a perch. I smell food. And I get out of bed and go. I just walk casually with my wood popping out through the trench coat on my way to the... I follow the smell of food.
You see Jumanji stuffing her face.
I see...
I take off running as far as possible. Leaving my crumbs and crusts and things behind on the counter.
And this is when Tark and Totodile wake up.
The young boy pushes the Totodile off of him. Totodile is still not quite awake, but he springs to, chirping happily as a Totodile does. So they find themselves in a room and search about. Open the door since there's nothing there, I assume. Is there anything shiny in this room?
Oh, there's lots of equipment with blinking lights and whatnot.
Where did he wander into?
He's in the room that he woke up. It's the medical room.
Well, though the lights are shiny, it has been quite some time since the young boy's had food. So, he wanders out to the hall looking for food, and what does he see?
He sees Jumanji bolt right in front of him.
Oh! Does she have enough food on her that Tark would say, ah, Jumanji has food, I should follow Jumanji, or I should go to where the food came from that Jumanji has?
Roll a six-sided dice.
I just picture you running.
Even
like your shirt is upturned.
You decide it's wiser to chase after Jumanji. Odd, the decision is to go for where she came from, because obviously that's where food is, because that's where the smells of food are coming from.
The roll is even.
So you just start chasing after Jumanji.
Jumanji!
Oh, God! Hi! This is the worst morning ever!
What a traumatized...
I'm on my way to eat some breakfast. Got big pockets, going to fill them with muffins.
Are there muffins there?
No.
What do they have? Because I'm putting something in my pocket
there's
for later.
There's bagels, there's fruit, there's orange juice, and there's coffee.
What's left after Jumanji hit it, though?
There's fruit.
I just grab...
And there's coffee.
I just grab handfuls of the fruit and put it in my trench coat. Just like, they're just handfuls of mixed fruit.
I just imagine the common York, and then you just stuff one in his mouth.
Yes, well, he's eating.
Just an orange, the entire orange, don't peel it.
No, he doesn't eat normal food. He's under the coffee dispenser just gulping coffee. He doesn't give a fuck. He is drinking that shit like there's no tomorrow. And I've got mixed fruit in my pockets now.
Okay.
So I'm writing that down.
Write that down, mixed fruit.
Mixed fruit pockets.
What is Jumanji, what are you carrying in your arms?
Six bagels, an orange, two bananas, an apple.
What should Tark roll in order to fetch a bagel from Jumanji's pudgy arms?
That would be a dexterity check.
I'll just throw it to you to keep you away.
14.
Looks like you see Tark starting to grab at you. Are you going to let him grab whatever he wants, or are you going to try to fight against him?
I just throw it all at him because I'm just so traumatized by everything. I just throw the whole pile and keep running.
Should I roll again to find out how many I catch at once?
Oh. Sure.
19.
All.
The spry young boy is pure and majestic creature, using arms and feet alike to catch all the bagels upon his toes and fingers.
So, you're downstairs, you're running away from Tark. Do you keep on running outside, or...?
I just go right outside to get away from this crazy Pokemon Center where everything is horrible.
I'm still on the belt.
Young Tark sits down and breaks bread with the Totodile.
You start walking downstairs.
Well, is Joy near the entrance? Like everyone needs to get out? So she's like, just standing there nervous? Is she still in the room when I'm walking out?
She is in the main area and she's on the phone.
Okay. As I'm walking by her.
First, as you're walking down the stairs, at the base of the stairs, you see Tark and Totodile eating food.
I walk past them and not give a shit.
The young boy's indifference towards Jamesy is...
palpable.
Yes.
He's busy.
If you can palp indifference,
yep.
Yeah.
You're palping it.
I'm just trying to exit and find, you know, that Nurse Joy bitch.
You're just trying to avoid her? Or?
No. I got a present for her on my way out. Hey, Nurse Joy! Because she's on the phone. Hey, I'm
she
leaving.
She puts a finger up as she's talking on the phone.
I don't want to talk to you. Here, this is for you. I take a piece of mixed fruit and just chuck it at her head. Just at her face as I'm exiting the door really quick. What do I roll to just peg her with a fucking like piece of pineapple like soaked in juice in my pocket?
That'd be a dexterity.
Yeah, where's that shit? Give me that. What I get? One. Wait, plus two.
It's still a critical fail.
I hope I just hit the phone and hang up.
No, please.
No.
Tell me he hits himself in the cock.
Why would I do that? Critical miss.
Basically, you pull out a fruit and you're pulling out, and you get a wicked arm cramp.
Oh, fuck.
And you just like you flip the your arm just like goes limp.
Oh,
the
banana
falls. Embarrassed, you turn around to walk away.
Don't look at me, I've got limp wrist.
And you slip on the banana peel, slamming.
Was it a banana peel? Oh, we'll say banana.
It was a banana.
Banana. So I meant to pick out something else, and I pull out a banana. I dropped because of limp wrist, and I slip on it, and I just stare at the ceiling and go, I fucking hate my life. That's Jamesy. Meow.
That's right. So
I'm just gonna use my feet to try to crawl out the door anyway.
What are you doing?
Fucking town with the stupid
There's Joy, and something's fucking wrong. Where the fuck is Darren? God damn it. Still can't see anything out of this. I am sure I look badass, and I go to the mine.
Jumanji, you have run out of the Poké Center.
I decided to check out the museum to just stay away from the others for as long as possible.
As you enter the museum, like I said earlier, it seems to be closed for renovations. There's a large sign that blocks the door, and since it's the morning, you can see the renovation workers starting to pick up their work for the day. Also available is the bar, the mines, the Pokemart again, the abandoned police station, and the gym.
This town is really dull. Ugh.
It has a bar.
I'm 16. Before. What am I going to do at a bar?
Get laid. That's what girls do at a bar, right? I don't know.
I don't know if you're Brandon or Jamesy right now.
You know, it's a little bit of Colin A, a little bit of number two.
A little bit of Colin A?
What? Anyway.
Let's see. I have a Charmander and a Pidgey, and this is a rock-type gym, so I wouldn't do very well there.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to go back to Viridian Forest to try to train my Pokemon a little bit while everyone else is being insane.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Tark, you have since finished your food with Totodile, and you see, you saw what Jamesy did, and it looked pretty funny.
Bada-boom.
The young boy and the Totodile just wander towards the Nurse Joy. What do they hear?
She is no longer on the phone.
Ah.
So she's actually just pacing nervously.
His animal intellect allows him to sense the unease in the pretty lady with the pink hair.
Give me a wisdom check to see if you're able to pick up on that.
A 3.
Minus 1.
Nope. Yes.
You think everything's fine. You think she's having an amazing day.
I just like to state our party is fucking retarded.
Yeah. I try so hard. I try so hard to not fuck myself.
You ninja'd those pencils pretty well.
Dude, who the fuck is this guy? He ninjas the pencils and then slips on his own banana peel. What the fuck is wrong with my life?
Is Jamesy still on the floor?
Yeah, my back hurts. Help. Help. Spine.
Hearing him talk, Tark wanders towards him and pokes him in the ribs.
Ow. Getting up.
Totodile uses water gun.
Hey, I'm up. I grab the banana peel and put it in my pocket. I got a banana peel.
You also feel that a number of the fruit that you collected is smushed. Also smushed.
Yeah, I'm writing smushed fruit now.
Half of them are smushed, half of them are still good.
Banana peel.
And so
it's cold in here. Tark does not wear a shirt. He wears his juvenile detention fatigues tied around his waist. So he wanders outside where it's sunny and warm.
Okay. Is Jamesy following Tark?
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm leaving.
Okay, so you two leave. Moving back to you, you're going to the mines?
I am.
The mines are a relatively recent addition to the landscape of Pewter City. Originally designed to be an instructional dig site with the museum, recently they discovered a vein of valuable minerals, and since has been privatized. Entrance to the mine is guarded by two men in Pewter City Museum Guard uniforms. They inform you that there's a sensitive archaeological dig going on, and that no one may interrupt.
I ask them if they've seen Darren, and explain that he's been kidnapped.
Nope.
No? What's going on in this town? I mean, your police center is closed. What's happening here?
Nothing's going on, kid. You best move along.
I do, and I head to the gym.
Jumanji, as you approach the entrance to the Viridian Forest, you notice a van now blocking the way. It wasn't there yesterday when you got in. But there's a... It's the museum's renovation company and now has a van blocking the entrance to Pewter City.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is just my day. I walk up to it to inspect it.
Give me a wisdom check.
I thought you were going to say a twig grew. You don't have the tool to cut it.
18.
Ooh, you hear on the other side people talking. Hmm. You want to go... Introduce yourself or listen in?
I sneak up and listen in.
You hear Officer Jenny talking to a very gruff individual. She's saying, I need to get through there. Someone gave me a call. And he goes, no, I'm sorry. Everything's okay. She goes, no, I have to call this in. And then you hear two muffled gunshots. And you hear her hit the ground.
Oh, my. Well.
So, do you stick around?
I'm alone. I'm going to get out of here. Goodbye. So, this is the worst day of my life.
As you two exit, Setter, you see Jumanji running towards you.
Someone just got shot in Viridian Forest.
You're shouting that?
I shout it.
Oh, the whole town is gone.
The young Tok does a little dance. Seeing that Jumanji is upset about something. And the Turtledove does a dance.
Jamesy, how do you respond to this?
I think I'm going to make a distraction so we can get the hell out of this crazy fuck town.
I'm going to try to light the Poke Center on fire. I have a lighter that I realize I have a lighter. I pull out my lighter. Let me just give me a second. I need to go behind these bushes and cause a distraction.
Young Tok grabs Jamesy's lighter.
God damn it. Okay, you need to roll.
Give me a dex check.
It'll let me light something on fire.
10.
Oppose it.
Never let me have any fun. Burn something to the fucking ground. I'm burning this city to the ground, bitches. Take everyone. 6.
Tark's got your lighter.
La 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 la.
Good thing I got this cigar.
Okay.
I'm lighting it with a cigar then.
So apparently you shout, I just saw someone get killed. And the response is someone dancing and someone going, I'm going to light the Poke Center on fire. Response?
I just collapse to the floor and start pulling on my hair.
Sound a nervous breakdown.
Yep.
As you're walking to the gym, you can now see these three. And you see Dark and Totodile dancing. Jamesy trying to light the Poke Center on fire with his cigar.
A young Tark, having taken the lighter, does, in fact, run into the streets.
And Jumanji collapsed on the ground, pulling her hair.
All right. I'm going to leave it to the dice again, whether I say fuck that group and continue on my way to the gym or check on them.
You know what? Let's pass that. The gym seems to be closed. It looks dusty inside. It's also the rock gym, so that is kind of expected.
Good job. I love it. I love it.
In that case, I go to check on people.
Jamesy, I don't know what you're doing, but stop.
Hey, kid. People are dying. When you're as old as me, don't take no fucking chances.
What?
You didn't hear this bitch screaming? Look at her hair.
I hate all of you.
Her hair is gone.
I hate all of you.
Her hair is gone.
Jumanji, what happened?
Someone just got shot in Virgin Forest.
Who got shot?
I think it was Officer Jenny. I don't know. I just ran away because I hate everything now. I hate all of you.
Officer dead. Get it? Because she's
shot. What the fuck is wrong with you, Jamesy?
Penis vagina.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm busy lighting things. Hold on. I'll get right back to you when I'm done.
I sick Godzilla on Jamesy to stop him from lighting things on fire.
I just want to take a moment to pause. This is why I should never have a... Like, I had three different routes you could take. And this group is like, huh, three possible routes. Fuck that. We're going to set this city on fire.
Look, the city's gone crazy. And I just want to get us out of here. I'm a good person. Nobody sees it.
No.
Heart of gold.
You really not.
Heart of gold.
I try to rally people to go to the mines because something seemed fishy about the mines.
There's a dead body in the forest right now. Someone just got shot. Just now.
Oh my god, I have an idea. We could eat it. think of how much food we would have.
Jumanji, you're the closest person. You're the closest thing around here to someone remotely sane.
When's the last time you were with a woman?
When's the last time
Got one now that isn't gonna put up a fight with you. I'm just saying, you need to practice. There's your chance, kid. I'm helping
you out.
You'll thank me later.
Oh my god. Seriously? Jumanji, there's something going on at the smoke. Mine.
Dead body. Dead person on the ground.
Mine in opposite direction of dead body.
All of you give me wisdom checks.
10.
18.
I got a two.
You see the very van rolling from the entrance over to the museum.
And that's the person that just shot Officer Jenny. What do you want to do now? Isn't she the one you were waiting for? She's dead now, and now they're going to come to get us.
Hey, what's blue and white and dead all over? Nurse Jenny. No. Officer Jenny. I don't know their names or their occupations. They all got the same face to me. The Weedle's Weeder now.
Young Tark flicks the lighter again and again. Does it light?
Yes.
Tark, throw that in the Poke Center. Light it on fire. Do it.
Young Tark throws it at the van.
The van is very far away. You will not...
It simply does not make it.
Okay.
I run back into the Poke Center.
He still begins to run towards the van. These people are loud and obnoxious.
Martin, you run to the...
I do.
Yes.
Officer Jenny has been shot.
You need to leave now.
Why? Where do I need to go? What the hell is going on here?
You need to leave now.
Will you just tell me what the fuck is going on?
I can't.
Please. Someone has been shot. My friend has been kidnapped. She's pulling out her hair. Some naked, almost naked kid threw a lighter at a van, and he's trying to light your building on fire.
No, just I'm not.
Go away. And she just, almost collapsing in tears, goes into an office.
You can't intimidate her. She's got a level 99 rare candied ass chance.
You had your chance to intimidate her.
Yeah, and I failed. Yeah. I had your chance. I'm batting 1,000 tonight.
Yeah, I was going to give you all the secrets right then and there.
Aw, too easy.
Two with a minus two.
I run in there and I slam my fist against her office door because I just want to be safe from these maniacs in the van shooting people. So let me in! Just let me hide in here or something. I don't care. I don't want to hear your secrets. Just let me hide.
You can hear among sobbings, just go upstairs. Just go upstairs, you'll be safe.
I run upstairs, but I first stop in the kitchen and grab a banana.
Priorities.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So there was a van with two guys. The van is still there, and did both guys come up or whatever? Or one?
The van drove up to the museum. You didn't know there was how many guys were in the forest.
How likely is it for me to just walk up to the back of the van?
You'll have to try it to find out.
Open up the gas tank. Drop my cigar in it and run. I think it's time to take the action to them.
You'll have to try it yourself.
I'm doing it.
It is quite hard to keep up with the pace of the young boy as he runs towards the van.
Oh god, Tark is already running to the van.
Blimey.
Oh my god.
It looks like they're going to the museum. That's good. I'm gonna have to walk.
So Tark is running up to the van. Okay, it'll take you a while to run up to the van. You're going to your room? Or are you just going to, like, lock yourself
I'm
in?
I'm just gonna kind of have a little seizure or something for a bit from this horrible day I've been having.
Seizure.
I just hate everything right now, and I can't take it!
I try one last time to just even offer help to this woman.
She bashed her skull through the door.
She's just a mess.
Open the door, chuck in a water.
No, it's locked.
Never mind, I remember Tark and the fact that I'm kind of supposed to take care of him and run outside to see where he's at.
What are you doing, Jamesy?
Well,
I'm
going up to the van.
So you're watching Tark run up to the van?
Yeah, and I want to go up to the van and see if there's anyone at the wheel.
The van is... You're farther... Are you running or walking to the van?
I'm going as fast as I can, but stealthily.
You're in a trench coat.
Using my pencils. No, I'm running up to the van.
Okay. So, Tark is... You're running alongside Tark. You see... Okay, so the two of you... You see the van park. And you see a guy get out of the front and a guy get out of... two guys get out of the front. And go over to the back and pull out a big black bag and start carrying it into the museum.
It looks so heavy. The young boy simply wants to help these men out.
Oh, fuck.
And lifts the bag from the middle.
You're still a bit away.
Ah.
This is all from afar. You're almost there, though. Still moping?
I can see everything out the window. I'm just sitting in the fetal position, looking out the window at everything happening.
Oh, God. So you're watching these two run up to the van?
This might be the end of us. I don't know.
We had four episodes, right?
Give me a wisdom check.
God, why do you do this to me?
Wisdom is the equivalent of like observing your how aware you are of your surroundings.
13 this time.
That is good enough to see that Tark is running alongside Jamesy towards the van.
Fuck!
So you guys arrive as the two guys are carrying the body bag into the building. And they kind of motion for a foreman to walk up to you. And the guy walks up to the two of you, blocking, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where do you think you two are going?
Young Tark pays this man no mind. He sees that the two men are struggling with a heavy thing and wants to show them, look, I am strong. I am Tark. I can lift this heavy thing. It is just one boy can lift this heavy thing. One Totodile boy.
Give me a dexterity check.
6.
He catches you.
Ah!
He just clamps a hand down on your shoulder, and you are immobile. And what is Jamesy doing?
How does Totodile interpret this action?
Oh, how do you think Totodile interprets the action of a large man clamping an arm down, rather painfully looking, onto his blood brother?
Just tell me when Totodile does scratch.
So Jamesy would like to run to the front driver's seat of the van as fast as possible.
As the dude is clamping down on Tark, and he's like, hey, you get away from there, that's when Totodile the scratch.
You know, at least we've made it to combat.
16.
That hits. So now you do the damage.
A 4.
The Totodile scratches right on the guy's arm and where it's holding down on Tark. He lets go, pained, and he kicks Totodile. Well, he goes to kick Totodile.
In the jewels.
Totodile deftly dodges. It's not bad enough that
Totodile.
If it was bad enough, Totodile would have caught it with his mouth. But it wasn't that bad. So, Tark, you are now let go. One moment. You're running up. And you hear, hey, you kids, stop. And then a scream. Tark.
And the boy continues to run.
Totodile in tow, I believe?
Yes, Totodile also goes up and then follows.
The guys at the door have dropped the bag, confused, and are just watching all of this.
Am I in the van yet? They just got out.
You try the door. It's locked.
I run around to the other side really quick where the gas tank is, and I open it.
You open it.
I dangle my cigar over the gas tank right above the hole, and I say, everyone, look at me. I said, look at me. Don't look over there. Look at me. You all, come to the van, and by you all, I mean, you know, our team. Everyone back away, or we all die, because my life sucks.
Do I see this?
You walk up to see this.
Who's got the car keys? Because I'm like, someone give me the car keys, or we all die, now.
The foreman.
We need a mystery machine.
The foreman, who was holding a bandana to his arm, goes, don't do anything crazy, kid.
Do I look like I'm crazy? My dick's hanging out.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Jumanji has now caught up. Where's Tark in all this?
If the young boy is capable of reaching the big black bag, then he lifts it up with all of his strength.
Give me a strength check.
Can you smell what's in it?
I start chanting WWGD, WWGD, WWGD.
16.
Plus 2, yeah, you can pick it up.
That's just a show, an incredible show of strength. Bravo, young Tark. Ah, jolly good. Now, clearly the other men need to see how strong this boy is, and he continues to carry the bag into the museum.
Oh, fuck me.
Tark goes into the museum, and the dudes are like, you go after him.
I'll help with this.
Hey!
I got the keys.
Hey,
I got the keys.
Throw them to me.
I got the keys.
Throw them.
I got. You want them?
To me.
You want them?
Yes.
You want them?
Yes.
You want them?
Look, this thing's about to drop.
Dude!
You ever seen Waterworld? This bitch gonna blow. I will drop it to end my miserable, pathetic fuck of a life. You don't believe me? You like living? I don't. Give me the keys, or you go to hell with me.
Oh shit, this would be a really cliffhangery type spot for us to end this episode, huh? See you next time!
Wow, that was a thing. Alright guys, so we'll be back with another episode of Pokeballs of Steelix way sooner than you expect.
Yeah.
And if you like what you heard, feel free to contribute to Nerdy Show. We're a listener-supported podcast, and only you can make this kind of crazy Pokemon antics possible.
Aw, yeah, because we say fuck a lot and don't get much advertising.
Because probably we say fuck a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the two are related in some way, shape, or form.
Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Hex.
I'm Tony the Draw Friend.
I'm Jonna.
I'm Brandon.
Bye.
Pokeballs of Steelix is a Nerdy Show production and is made possible by the support of listeners like you. To support the show, simply click the big Pokeball red button says support on the Nerdy Show homepage at nerdyshow.com. For more Pokeballs of Steelix episodes, character sheets, fan art, and other rare candy, visit nerdyshow.com/Pokemon. Pokeballs of Steelix is in no way affiliated or endorsed by Nintendo, or indeed, Wingzone. This podcast has been a work of parody, and any references to outside content are for the purposes of satire. All characters appearing are fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, or Pokemon, living or dead, light or dark, is purely coincidental.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.